It's the Inside Track. We're at the 34 Raceways Car Show. Caught up for a minute with, get this right, 305, 360, and 410 sprint car driver, Flying Ryan Jameson. Ryan, thanks for talking with us.
Oh, you bet. You bet. Out here having a good day, looking at all these nice cars and everything. It's just right around the corner, isn't it?
It sure is. And it sounds like if you're going to run them all the sprint car races at Burlington, that'll keep you pretty busy.
Well, that's one thing. You know, we got a taste of the 305 class last year running Jim Hetrick's car, you know, a handful of times, and had some, you know, pretty good success. And we figure with 18 shows or, you know, 20-ish in that range with the 305s and 15 miles from home and the competition that we have, I mean, why not? We just went ahead and put another car together for the 305s, and me and Dad are going to have that for our car, and then we're going to run, being on the board of the Sprint Invaders, we got, you know, 10 to probably 12 shows of that. And then that Midwest Open Wheel Series that comes through with that 410s, we're going to, you know, do a handful of shows then. It's just time permits. I, you know, I'm self-employed. We farm, and I have 2,400 head of hogs on hand. So we're usually pretty busy. So I think we're going to have busy playing also with the cars.
I'll tell you. The 305 class at Burlington is one of my favorite classes in the whole area, because what I enjoy about it is a typical race, somebody may jump out in front, you know, their car's good, they, you know, they may not know what's going on behind them, but they know they're pretty good where they're at, and they may get out to a lead, and man, the yellow will come out, and I don't think there's a class where things can change so quickly off of a yellow. You can have a guy that figured something out and he's running fifth, and on that restart he goes to the front before you know it, and that guy that led the whole race, he gets second.
Yeah, they do that, you know, that NASCAR style of relining up on them starts, and you know, it confused me. I got flagged a little bit there when I first, because I've never started two in line, like, you know, two abreast for a long time, like, yeah, you know, other than the initial start. I mean, heck, when we first did it, they threw the green on the back straightaway, mm-hmm. and he took off, you know, in single file. But, yeah, it really is a game changer. You know, the yellow comes out, everyone's lined back up, and the guys are figuring it out, because these, you can't really, on the 305, there's so much power you can get, and once the race gets bunched back up again, it's a whole new deal.
And sometimes a little bit of advantage to being back there, maybe in a third or a fourth, and you're kind of seeing what's going on up in front of you. When you're up there, the leader, you kind of hate to change. If you're on the bottom, say, you kind of hate to change things. You're still leading it.
Yeah, I've always seemed to have a little bit of an issue starting up front, because get out there, and I'd much rather come from the back. And, you know, you're forced to change your line. You're forced to try something new, and you do so, and you know you're going to find something that works. Bad thing is when you find out the best line is what the lead guy's, you know, already running, and then you got to try to, you know, scoot him over some, you know, somehow. But yeah, you're right. It's quite the deal out there.
Well, at least you only have to have a different line as you're going by. As minute you get by, you can take his.
Yeah, that's kind of the idea. But you got to make him stutter step a little bit just to let you in there. But yeah, and the 305 class, it's a really decent class out there. And I think, you know, it's went a long way since it started. The car, I think everyone's got their fueling together and everything right. I remember when they first started, it was a little trouble. But now the classes really came along, and well, it's just a good Saturday night place to play.
A lot of 305s around. You need to take a look at, they even run them at Knoxville.
Yeah, they run them in Knoxville, and personally, it's just too big a track for a 305 up there. I'd run 410s up there for years and years, and I can't, you know, I it's good for the guys. They're running at Knoxville, and you're going to get a chance to get seen, you know, and but with today's economy, and I know how the owner-driver thing works now, you're going to have to come in with some money to go on to the next level if you want to go to the next, you know, the next thing to drive. Back when we were doing it, they'd still, you know, hire a kid, and we like how you go and put you in a car. Now you got to either come with some sponsor money and whatnot. So I think you're bang for your buck at a place like 34 Raceway is probably the place to be.
Tell us a little bit about Sprint Invaders, what the schedule looks like with them.
Right now we got 10 firm and 12 approximately that we could probably get on there. We're looking at a $12,000 purse for the points. I mean, the Sprint Invaders is awesome. Had a little trouble where there's like 7 new promoters in the area. You know, trying to sell a $10,000 show is tough to a new promoter. But we got a lot of commitment from drivers that are going to be there. We're putting on it's going to be a spectacular night every night. Something special every time. We're giving away bikes to the kids and whatnot. It's going to be give it back to the fans. And We got, well, we were at Burlington three times, a couple at Donaldson, Peoria, and so far in between, you know, we got the Cedar County Fair and all, you know, all the normal stops we have. Mm-hmm. We're, you know, we still got a couple new ones in the workings, but it's gonna be the same group of guys, a lot of cars and purses right there. So it's a real good solid deal.
Always a good show. Sprint Invader races are just always a great show. You never know who's gonna come away with that win.
And right, and like I said, we have a we're sitting on $12,000 to for our purse, you know, for the end of the season. And Brockway Mechanical and Roofing have been stepped up, and they're our major sponsor this year, and they really see the quality in our series, and I think it's going to be good working relationship for the both of us.
How you think the as far as the MOA 410 sprints, how's that series looking?
Well, you know, right there, there's a lot of young guys over there with 410s, and a lot of the kids are the guys that I was racing when we first started out. So, I mean, you know, they're beating and banging, and they, you know, over in Illinois and all them short tracks and stuff, and they're gonna make it. I just don't know they need to secure some major title sponsor stuff, you know, to keep it going. They're one fellow that's heading up, you know, he's got some pretty deep pockets, he's keeping it going. So I think they'll do just fine. I think you know, the MOA and there's a place for MOA and there's a place for the Sprint Invaders that can coexist and keep the thing going for a traveling series. I think they're just fine also.
Who you got helping you this year as far as a pit crew?
Well, I got Mark Ellerfritz. He used to race the Modified years ago. He's been with me for several years now. And Monty Scarf, been with me since the early 90s. So it's the same two guys. We're just kind of like a family. And we're just going to go out there and just do what we've always done, try to stick with it.
Who do you have for sponsors on your car this season?
Well, the big one's Catfish Bend Casino. They jumped on board last year and stepped up and did a real good job with us. And Midwest Rockers out of Cahokia, Missouri, a sheetrock outfit down there, do a lot of work in the Quincy area and stuff like that. Deary Collision, which is where Mark Ellerfritz, my main guy, he works at. We get all our painting down there, so that's why the car looks so damn sharp from over there. And Kelly's Hair Shop, and it's just outside of Burlington there. And got Back to Nature Landscaping, got on last year. And I got one that's not painted on there yet, but a Channel Seeds is a seed corn and sell soybeans, and they jumped on board this year too. So, you know, we got some good advertisers, and they're ready to. Oh God, I forgot about it. I got to do Napoli's. They've been there for years on top, and Liqui Grow. They're a fertilizer outfit out of Morning Sun, and they have different offices around, and Roberts Tire Center also. So we know a lot of the same ones we've had for years and years and years, and I think, you know, you get these local guys and want to get out there. I think they do it more for just to be a part of it than what they actually get, you know, advantageous
right.
to it. But you know, it's sure, you know, you get a good flashy car there, it's going to get noticed, so they kind of get their advertising pretty good that way.
I'll tell you, I know you got a lot of fans because I live down in Keokuk. I see cars down in Keokuk on the back window with that 51J on those cars, so that's pretty impressive.
Well, you know what? We don't know a stranger around our place. Anyone who comes in there, you know, they're welcome to come sit in the car and put the old stinky helmet on and have a beer out of the cooler or a pop or a Doc 360. I guess they're on board with our Sprint Invaders this year. So, heck, anyone, come on over. Don't be shy. If we're just not there, we're milling around somewhere in the front. So anyone's welcome to come by and get the real feel of it.
Ryan Jameson, thanks for talking with us on the Inside Track, and I wish you the best of luck this season.
Well, thank you very much, and just can't wait to get out there.
Thank you.